it's encouraging that a number of recent polls have shown Sinn Féin moving higher in support, particularly as we get closer to an election. And Sinn Féin obviously will put forward our programme to the people, which is to get rid of the household tax, to get rid of the water charges, and to ask the very wealthy in our society to pay their fair share, who have been protected, particularly by Fine Gael over recent years. And also we want to look at the health service, that's issues like housing and childcare, and how we fund them in a fair manner over the next number of years.
It was suggested last week that in light of the unemployment rate decreasing significantly, the government should have some regrets in not bringing the election forward to November. Is your party confident that a spring election will work well in your favour?
Well, I think that if you look at opinion polls over recent times, consistently they've shown that support for Sinn Féin has doubled since the last general election, and that's very encouraging for us. But we don't take anything for granted. I can tell you that right across the state, we are canvassing, knocking on doors every day, trying to get our message across, and we're confident that come the election, Sinn Féin will be in a strong position. And our ambition, of course, is to lead the next government, to have, for the first time in the history of the state, a left progressive-led government.